31. Concerning body, soul, and spirit. Friday morning, November 17th. 4 Avenue de Camoens, Paris. There are in the world of humanity 3 degrees, those of the body, the soul, and the spirit. The body is the physical or animal degree of man. From the bodily point of view, man is a sharer of the animal kingdom. The bodies alike of men and animals are composed of elements held together by the law of attraction. Like the animal, man possesses the faculties of the senses, is subject to heat, cold, hunger, thirst, etc. Unlike the animal, man has a rational soul, the human intelligence. This intelligence of man is the intermediary between his body and his spirit. When man allows the spirit, through his soul, to enlighten his understanding, then does he contain all creation. Because man, being the culmination of all that went before, and thus superior to all previous evolutions, contains all the lower world within himself. Illumined by the spirit through the instrumentality of the soul, man's radiant intelligence makes him the crowning point of creation. But on the other hand, when man does not open his mind and heart to the blessing of the spirit, but turns his soul towards the material side, towards the bodily part of his nature, then is he fallen from his high place, and he becomes inferior to the inhabitants of the lower animal kingdom. In this case, the man is in a sorry plight. For if the spiritual qualities of the soul, open to the breath of the divine spirit, are never used, they become atrophied, enfeebled, and at last incapable. Whilst the soul's material qualities alone being exercised, they become terribly powerful, and the unhappy, misguided man becomes more savage, more unjust, more vile, more cruel, more malevolent than the lower animals themselves. All his aspirations and desires being strengthened by the lower side of the soul's nature, he becomes more and more brutal, until his whole being is in no way superior to that of the beasts that perish. Men such as this plan to work evil, to hurt, and to destroy. They are entirely without the spirit of divine compassion, for the celestial quality of the soul has been dominated by that of the material. If, on the contrary, the spiritual nature of the soul has been so strengthened that it holds the material side in subjection, then does the man approach the divine. His humanity becomes so glorified that the virtues of the celestial assembly are manifested in him. He radiates the mercy of God. He stimulates the spiritual progress of mankind, for he becomes a lamp to show light on their path. You perceive how the soul is the intermediary between the body and the spirit? In like manner is this tree the intermediary between the seed and the fruit. When the fruit of the tree appears and becomes ripe, then we know that the tree is perfect. If the tree bore no fruit, it would be merely a useless growth, serving no purpose. When a soul has in it the life of the spirit, then does it bring forth good fruit and become a divine tree. I wish you to try to understand this example. I hope that the unspeakable goodness of God will so strengthen you that the celestial quality of your soul, which relates it to the spirit, will forever dominate the material side, so entirely ruling the senses that your soul will approach the perfections of the heavenly kingdom. May your faces, being steadfastly set towards the divine light, become so luminous that all your thoughts, words, and actions will shine with the spiritual radiance dominating your souls, so that in the gatherings of the world you will show perfection in your life. Some men's lives are solely occupied with the things of this world. Their minds are so circumscribed by exterior manners and traditional interests that they are blind to any other realm of existence, to the spiritual significance of all things. They think and dream of earthly fame, of material progress. Sensuous delights and comfortable surroundings bound their horizon. Their highest ambitions center in successes of worldly conditions and circumstances. They curb not their lower propensities. They eat, drink, and sleep. Like the animal, they have no thought beyond their own physical well-being. It is true that these necessities must be dispatched. Life is a load which must be carried on while we are on earth. But the cares of the lower things of life should not be allowed to monopolize all the thoughts and aspirations of a human being. The heart's ambitions should ascend to a more glorious goal. Mental activity should rise to higher levels. Men should hold in their souls the vision of celestial perfection and there prepare a dwelling place for the inexhaustible bounty of the Divine Spirit. Let your ambition be the achievement on earth of a heavenly civilization. I ask for you the supreme blessing that you may be so filled with the vitality of the Heavenly Spirit that you may be the cause of life to the world.